Yeah, well, it's really important, and one of my key objectives is to try and underpin and support farm incomes, and that's why I was delighted working with Minister for Public Expenditure Michael McGrath to secure an 11% increase in funding in the agriculture budget this year over and above the previous year. And that was so that we could continue schemes such as GLASS, the Beef Best scheme for to support suckler beef, the Beef Data Genomics Programme, ANC payments, the Sheep Welfare Scheme and TAMS. And also achieving an additional €79 million for new environmental measures too. But on the back of getting that additional expenditure, we also had to secure approval from Europe for those schemes to continue next year. And I was glad this week that that approval came through. So as of the start of January now, those schemes will all be continuing for farmers next year. And then we will have the additional spending on environmental schemes to go alongside that as well. So that is going to be important, particularly given the challenges of Brexit and the backdrop, that those schemes are there to underpin and support family farm incomes.
I'm sure, though, despite those schemes in place, you yourself must have still concerns as it relates to Brexit and how it will impact on the farming community.
Yeah, there's a lot of concern both in the farming and the fishing community with regard to what Brexit will mean. It is the most, both farming and fishing are the most exposed sectors as a result of Brexit. So within the department here, I've been working with officials to ensure that we have contingency plans for both a deal and a no-deal scenario. But really importantly is that we do hopefully in the next couple of days achieve a free trade agreement that will mean that there won't be tariffs, because with 40% of all of the agri-food exports that we produce going to Britain, any disruption to that trade would have a significant impact, and the best way to address that is through a free trade agreement. So I know all in government working with the Commission are keen to get a fair free trade agreement, but we're preparing for either outcome, because obviously that is not within our control, although it is something that we want to achieve.